This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we begin week 12 of the national lockdown. Congratulations, SpaceX. What a job. We'll talk about that. And of course, Microsoft. Artificial intelligence is costing jobs. We'll go into that in some detail. Facebook employees walk out in protest over the president's post. And we have a variety of stories talking about tech giants pledging to fight racial injustice with the things that are going on in the country right now. I want to welcome you to episode 1451 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, June 1st. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. We are live once again on GeekNewsCentral.com/live. Of course, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, just about every place possible. So definitely thanks for tuning in if you are. And of course, I want to welcome all the brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here for the first time. Thanks for checking the show out. And of course, make sure you get over to geekandcentral.com and get subscribed to the podcast. We appreciate it when you do that. That way you get connected with Johanna here and you'll never miss a single episode, whether it be via Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, wherever you want to listen to the podcast. I'm available, of course. And of course, we want to have you sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about during the show. You'll find that link a little bit farther down on the website. You can listen to the show on blueberry.com or on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. You can join our chat room, geeknews.chat. It's a Mastodon chat server, or on Slack or on Discord. If you want to be on the Discord channel, all you got to do is follow the link that's in the show notes. If you want to be in the Slack channel, all you have to do is email me here directly, geeknews@gmail.com, and I'll get you connected to the Slack channel. Of course, I'm on Twitter as well, @geeknews, so you can stay connected that way as well. And of course, here on Facebook. Partner shows are all linked to geeknewscentral.com and CNC Week and Review, the Gadget Professor, the Pro Gear site, the New Media Show, Podcast Legends, and Podcast Insider. And of course, you can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com. /Ohana store. And this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy. And this is June. So it's official. It's now 15 years that GoDaddy has sponsored this show. It's an incredible, incredible run. And I definitely appreciate GoDaddy and their longtime support of this podcast. And really, it would not be possible without the thousands of you, the tens of thousands of you that picked up GoDaddy products and services over the past 15 years. And it's literally, you know, in probably well over 100,000 people have picked up products and services on GoDaddy through my recommendation and using my promo code. And I definitely appreciate all that have and all that we'll continue to do to keep the show going, keep us afloat, keep the rent paid, keep the insurance paid, and so forth. And again, this is an important piece of this and being able to do what I do. And again, all these deals are available, again, available up and running, whether it be a 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a $499.com, whether it be a $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, whether it be a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting again for the first year, with a free domain or a free trial of GoDaddy website builder. They're all there. All those promo codes, all those savings are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the podcast and their ongoing support for us. So I think tonight we're going to do one thing different. At the beginning of the show, I'm going to read an email that came in, and then we're going to get into the content. Content's a little thin for some reason, coming off this past weekend. But we got enough to get into the grit. But Saturday was a drive-through graduation for a party for my nephew. And really what it was is my sister organized it, and they set up stations. Basically, they could get a picture of the graduate, move ahead, pick up some something to drink, coffee, orange juice. I was drinking the mocha coffee. It was outstanding. They did a great job mixing that up. Matter of fact, I a little bit overdid it because I was pinging off the wall most of the day. And then there was food. It was available. And kind of a grab-and-go type of thing in the cars. A few people stopped and chit-chatted. But this is the new normal, I guess, for graduates. And he had a nice turnout, which was happy to hear. I got the details the following day. I was there taking pictures the whole time. And it was awesome. That's why I'm not as red now, but I got a little bit of sunburn. I didn't have a hat on, didn't put sunscreen on, so I paid the price a little bit here. But then Saturday we did the new media show. That went well. And then Sunday, of course, and then Saturday with a big event with SpaceX launch, and was very excited. I watched it right here from the studio. In fact, had some family in because they had come down for the graduation party, and they actually kind of hung out. That was fine. They came in and toured the studio. So they were here and watched the SpaceX launch with me. But Sunday then was projects around the house and a full business day today. As you can expect, of course, watching everything that's going on in the news right now, it's quite crazy. And I know some of you are in cities that are being affected. This town that I'm in, I think they have protests scheduled for Saturday. And hopefully everything is no violence. Hopefully it'll be a peaceful protest. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. But I did get an email that I want to read. And it's in reference to the last show in section 230. And, I found it here. Please let me, I didn't stick it someplace where, So I got one from Henry. Henry says, "Hey, Todd, aloha, Todd. First time I've written since you moved to Michigan. Glad you are okay from your electrical work. Me too." Oh, I should have left that there. Duh. "I had to change my dryer outlet a few years ago. After pulling the fuse, I checked the outlet four different ways, side to common, both sides to ground. Growing up, my dad had similar experience years. That stuck in my mind doing this job. Keep up the good work." And Henry's in Livonia, Michigan. So, Henry, thanks for your comment. And yes, I was lucky, and I was doing a little more electrical work on Sunday, and I was doing the same way, four ways a Sunday, triple check the circuit breaker panel, and yeah, so I got through spark free this past weekend. So thanks for comment. But I had another comment come in from one of our listeners, and it's from Chris. And it's in regards to Section 230 discussion I had. And he says, "I think I speak for many listeners when I say that although you ask to not make it political, you reveal your political biases anytime the president is a subject. I'm not even sure you're aware of it, but there's a distinct trademark with Trump supporters that's terrifyingly consistent, and there's lack of accountability towards the president. We can argue whether Twitter is right or wrong, what the law says, whether Twitter is biased, whether Facebook is fair, the media bias is China, but the pattern of Trump's actions being glossed over is always consistent. The lack of balance and deflection is concerning, since we are literally paying for the president's form, not Twitter. When did the president get a pass to become responsible? Why is his approach and handling never criticized as part of the equation?" Well, I think he's criticized immensely. Do you read the guy's tweets? No. Does that really seem to be a responsible way to go about things? If that was anyone else, they would be immediately discarded as silly. If Twitter or Facebook spoke in the same way, they would be criticized for it. If Twitter's actions are unfair, couldn't many of Trump's actions be as well? All of this little reminds me of the spoiled child we've all seen in restaurants. You know, the one with the parents who enable him by blaming everyone else in the restaurant while he creates havoc and chaos. But maybe that's exactly what this is all about. For the first time in life, I'm seeing companies being held to a higher standard than our own president of the United States. The president can do whatever the heck he wants to do. He can say whatever he wants to say. His words have consequences for him and his political well-being. That's up to him to do what he wants to do. it's also up to him to be able to say what he wants in a free speech manner of way, even if it makes himself look bad. After all, he was elected. But I think at the same point, you can't have it both ways. And this is a point I tried to make on Section 230. Regardless of what you think my political biases may lay, I think during the years over this show, I've been a pretty equal opportunity basher of many of the presidents that have been in office from this show and of the technical issues that they have made, technical decisions, technical biases, all that stuff. I think I've been pretty even across the board when it comes to reporting on this stuff. But my whole point about Section 230 was, and again, going back, and we can argue about whether Twitter was wrong. Because Twitter, though, the problem that many people fail to see, and Chris said, it sounds to me that you do not like the president, so I'm going to just assume here that maybe you're left of center, or maybe you're right down the middle, I don't know, don't care. But what many fail to see is equal application. And there's not equal application. It's not just against the president. It's against issues going on in this country right now. Right now, the protests and stuff being heard of those groups and those minorities being discriminated against on social media as well. It you can't have it both ways. We have to have equal. And it can't be this overall bias against certain groups, which many people can't see that it's actually happening. They say, oh, it's not happening. And there is a lack of balance. There's a lack of balance on social media in a big, big way. And it's a part of the reason why people are so pissed off right now and throwing Molotov cocktails into buildings, is they are not heard. In my opinion, and I might be wrong on this. And again, I can't even start to imagine some of the issues that people face that are minorities. I just can't. I don't. I see it on TV. I hear about it. I hear what's being spoken. And I think it's a challenge that we're in as a country right now. I think we all, and I would be shocked, quite honestly, if there's anyone in this country today that doesn't believe what happened to the gentleman that lost his life was anything but horrifying. And if that's a systemic problem within law enforcement, then that needs to be fixed. I agree with peaceful demonstration. I don't like to see what's going on right now with the violence, of course. And it's pretty sad, to be frank. And if there's outside parties that are influencing that and there's money coming in, we don't know. We don't know the whole story. But it is awful suspicious that all of a sudden there's pallets of bricks located in zones where these protests have been taking place that arrived mysteriously. If you haven't heard about that, do a little search on that. But it just goes on and on. The people are pissed off. So, and rightly so, under the death of that individual. You know, I don't want to get into that too deep on this show. This is not supposed to be a political show. But when it comes, we bring the subject back to Section 230 that we talked about at length on the last show. Please, I encourage you, don't trust me for anything on this. Go read the EFF's write-up on Section 230. And then try to objectively take a look at what's being happening on social media and ask me, after reading that, is it being applied fairly to all parties? People are starting to wake up that it's not. Now, even though an article that I've got leading off in the show tonight talks about how Facebook employees were pissed off that they criticized what the president said and that Facebook really didn't do anything about it. But again, is Facebook willing to, you know, they, as far as my, I'm concerned about Facebook, is they've already violated Section 230 to, you know, worse than Twitter has. But you can't have it both ways. Now, again, as I said on the last show, if Congress eliminates Section 230 or modifies it, Twitter and Facebook, they're in their full rights to cancel anyone's account that they feel they should. They probably can do it right now. So I think what we have to really look at, and again, I work in the media space and I work in podcasting, and I'm very much about people having the ability to have freedom of speech. Well, yeah, Blueberry, my company, has policies on hate speech and other things that would allow me to terminate someone's account if that was the case. And we have looked at cases before when there was a white supremacist that was making a hate speech and threatening to kill people. That individual's account actually didn't have a hosting account. They had stats with us, and we terminated that account. There's been instances where I've had to go in and remove shows. It's rare, but it happens when it's reported. But I'm not out there censoring, commenting on topicality. And this is the thing that people need to understand. You can't have it both ways. And what I don't, if a person's going to make an ass of themselves saying something, so be it. It's up to the public to take what that person has said and then utilize that information in their judgment when they go to the election box, when they go vote. That's their decision then who they're going to vote for. But in the meanwhile, people are allowed to have freedom of speech and say what they will. And for those that don't like the president, well, obviously he's given plenty of fodder to have a good time with. You know, that's obvious, right? So I don't think that there is a situation here where people are ignoring what is being said. My whole point is you can say what you want to say and then let the public judge you from what you say. And I truly believe that Twitter's actions has endangered their company's viability. Now, they can make a policy and cancel someone's account. They can do that, but they better do it equally. If they're going to cancel someone's account, they better cancel everyone's account that makes a statement that doesn't agree with their terms of service, or they better flag every account. So I think the lack of balance, at least to me, and people that I have talked with, and again, we're not talking about just conservatives. When I was at DragonCon, I sat in on, and I've said this many times, I sat in on a session where I heard individuals who were minorities discuss how they had been silenced. And to me, that was surprising a little bit. But after I heard the full explanation of how they were silenced, it made me understand why they wanted to be able to do a podcast so no one could change their message. They get their message out, speak their mind, have their issues brought forth in a forum, in a public forum, where no one was going to shadow ban them or take them down. So you can have whatever opinion you want on individuals and what they say, and even on me, you can have your opinions about it. But the thing we want to make sure is that social media does not become an agent of picking winners and losers when they're not supposed to be in the editorial business. That's what newspapers are for. Newspapers can pick winners and losers and talk about it to their heart's content. That's the difference here. If you build an open platform that allows people to openly discuss stuff and have commentary, you cannot become an editor. And again, I keep going back to this. And the beginnings, I got my Twitter account early. I was begging someone, and probably on this show, many of you remember, I was begging someone that, and probably someone from this show sent me an invite. I think, matter of fact, it was. I have to go back and think about it. But someone, because I think you'd get like 10 invites or some people, then it boosted to 90. You know, Twitter wasn't, you couldn't get on Twitter initially. And I think I was begging people on the show to get me a, send me an invite to an account. So they built it on an open infrastructure. And I guess that's the thing I want to remind everyone. Hey, Toby, thanks for making a comment here. Greetings, Electrician Todd. Yes, a field electrician. You know, it's kind of funny is I can work on airplanes with multiple wires, but you give me two wires and watch out. I light the world up. But Chris, you know, I appreciate your email, and I did reply to you. And the email I sent to Chris directly was, does not change the adaptive equal and application of warning, which they are not, and they are now editors and should be stripped of their Section 230 protection. It's pretty simple. They can then go ahead and delete the president's account. So wouldn't that be interesting? You're talking about some news. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's move on here. Congratulations. More happy news. SpaceX, congratulations. Return human to space on American hardware, American lift. It was a flawless, beautiful launch. Oh, my God, was it incredible. And then I caught bits and pieces of it all the way through Sunday morning. I missed the docking by about 30 minutes. I had to get busy. But they docked at the International Space Station. Flawless, flawless, flawless all the way through and through. Congratulations, SpaceX. And yes, the NASA SpaceX astronauts are going to bring home a very special flag. And, you know, they keep referring to these two gentlemen by their first names. They are actually active duty military. And many people forget that. And it kind of irritates me a little bit because of them referring to them as Bob and Doug. But yes, they are, I believe, Colonel and Captain, or Colonel and Colonel. See, I don't even know exactly what rank they are, but they're military officers. So again, congratulations to the two astronauts for having a safe lift and an arrival at the International Space Station and bringing that flag home that the space shuttle left. So you got to admit, and I know that we have a lot of people listening to the show that are not from America, but this was no small undertaking. You have a private company that has been able to put satellites and cargo and a car in, you know, into orbit, into space, and yet land the first stage, recover foulings, bring back reusable parts to be able to recycle instead of just dumping stuff in the ocean. That in itself was a monumental lifetime achievement by SpaceX. And then they got the Dragon capsule ready, did the demonstrations, did the escape demonstration. Now demo two, they basically have put two men at the International Space Station. I think they're going to be up there for 30 days. And then hopefully a successful reentry recovery. You know, the next dangerous part of this mission is the reentry, obviously. But, you know, space, everything's. SpaceX is, space is dangerous no matter what. But here's the beauty about this. SpaceX kicked Boeing's butt. And they're now working through technical issues with its Starliner crew capsule. No matter what happens, SpaceX was first. And congratulations to SpaceX and the entire team. And someone posted on my Facebook post that it was no small feat, and I agree. And I could not be more proud for what they have done. And they just made it. And plus, did you guys take a look inside that capsule? Isn't it cool? I mean, think about the Apollo days and all those switches and how far we have come. I did have to laugh kind of internally because I got to think and I said, you know, I worked on airplanes a lot and we'd have monitors and, you know, all kinds of cool technology. And every once in a while, something would wiggle loose. A monitor would go out or, you know, something. And it would always be at the most inopportune time. You know, your screen would go black and you'd be cursing this thing while trying to figure out if the plug backed itself off or because we used a lot of off-the-shelf gear. Wasn't completely militarized and, you know, not mil-spec'd out. And it would just, you know, sometimes stuff would just happen. And I said, well, what's going to happen with if one of those monitors plugs comes out? But I'm sure, I could reach around behind and jiggle the plug and make sure the monitor come back on. Whereas these guys, that's, you know, hey, ground control, I got a monitor that's out and, you know, there's no on off button. So, good for them and good job. And it looked like a pretty smooth ride. From what they showed in the capsule, it didn't look like they were getting, you know, bounced around or anything. So I'm sure it was a little rough, but we haven't seen that video yet. But so anyway, congratulations to SpaceX and I couldn't be more happy with that. How about you? Did you watch it? Did you catch it? I did. I thought it was awesome. Microsoft has cut dozens of staff as it shifts to artificial intelligence for its MSN news source. I didn't know they actually had a news source, MSN. I thought it was only like some TV stuff. But work automation is about to cost dozens of news contractors their jobs. The Seattle Times and The Guardians report that Microsoft is letting go of dozens of news contractors, about 50 in the United States, 27 in the UK, after June 30th due to a shift in artificial intelligence news production. The workers are responsible for choosing, editing, and curating stories. Well, a computer's going to do that now. So, wow. Journalism, not such a big, great job to be in anymore. Those of you that may be working over there, you can start a podcast. If you want to, you use the promo code GeekNews at blueberry.com and get 30 days free. I should actually promote that more often for those of you that want a podcast. Geek News. You get 30 days free of service at blueberry.com to try our service out. And of course, we want you to try our PowerPress plugin. And let me check something here. Oh, never mind. So definitely check it out. And we want to thank you if you want to consider us for podcasting. Okay. Next thing up. I already talked about that. So tech giants are pledging funds to fight racial injustice. Lots of companies have come out. And this is just a small list. Apple, Facebook, Verizon, and others are promising millions of dollars to support civil rights groups. They're pledging to make donations to the group battling racial injustice after the killing of George Floyd. And a memo to Apple employees is reported by Bloomberg. CEO Tim Cook promised Apple would make donations to several groups, including the Equal Justice Initiative, match all employees' donations 2-1. The company didn't respond immediately for comment. Zuckerberg said in a Sunday post that the social network is committing an additional $10 million to such groups. Verizon will donate to 10 million groups. Intel pledged $1 million. Google promised $1 million. TikTok said it was donating $3 million to nonprofits. So they're making stands and donating money to these groups and to help the cause. The link will be up in the show notes. Twitter, Reddit have filed a file in support of a lawsuit challenging U.S. government social media registration requirements for visa applications. We probably haven't heard about this for a while. So they filed an amicus brief late yesterday in support of a lawsuit filed last year by the by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, the Brennan Center for Justice, and the Simpson, Thacker, and Bartlett LLP on behalf of plaintiffs, challenging the rules that require nearly all visa applicants to register their social media handles with the U.S. government and connected policies, permitting the retention and dissemination of information. The brief argues that the social media registration requirement and connected policies unquestionably chill a vast quantity of speech and harm the First Amendment rights of their users, particularly those who use handles to discuss political controversy or other sensitive issues on the platform. So that's an interesting thing. So what do you do when you have someone that is applying to be a citizen of the United States or applying for a visa to live here, and they're talking bad about the government? Should they still be allowed to be enter the country to begin with? So, I don't know. You know, what do you guys think about this policy of looking at visa applicants? It is an interesting discussion. I would think that most people applying for visas want to come here and want to be part of the American way of life. So it's interesting. What say you? Geeknews@gmail.com. All right. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash has suspended operations in some U.S. cities with curfews. More than three dozen cities have curfews in effect following widespread protest. So in order to comply with local curfew orders, food delivery platform DoorDash and ride-sharing companies Lyft and Uber are temporarily suspending service in some cities across the U.S. More than three dozen cities implemented curfews following demonstration protesting the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A Lyft spokesman said in an email to The Verge that the company is following the direction of local government. She didn't provide a number of cities or offers. So all of you that are law-abiding citizens, you're not going to be able to get food or rides after the curfew in those cities. But platforms joined several retailers have temporarily closed storefronts in cities with large protest. Amazon, Target, and Apple all curbed operations over the weekend, with Apple keeping many of its retail stores closed on Tuesday. And Bloomberg reported that Amazon has scaled back and adjusted routes in a handful of cities, sending messages to some drivers in Chicago and Los Angeles, instructing them to stop delivering packages and return home. Because we've seen these delivery vehicles already attacked and people emptying. And matter of fact, someone was killed. They were trying to stop a delivery truck, and the driver, I don't know if the, you know, how, who knows, but someone got run over. So best not be on the street, that's for sure. Smartphone sales dropped 20% so far this year due to coronavirus. Apple, Samsung, Huawei, and Oppo all saw declines, according to Gartner News. So I don't think this comes as any surprise. But budget phones are up a little bit as well. All right, the best four tools to manage your MP3 music collection. My music collection seems to be pretty much organized at this point. iTunes got its hand on it one time, and from then it's just been kind of all over. But if you've got an MP3 library that's messed up, Media Monkey, Music Brands, MP3 Tag, Apple Music are one of the top four. I don't necessarily like what Apple Music does, but I kind of accidentally let mine get organized by its kind of on its own and not knowing it. But I guess it did a pretty good job. Didn't throw anything out per se, but left a lot of stuff uncategorized. So if you got a music collection that needs organized, link is in the show notes. Italy's Immuni COVID-19, almost sounds like Umilati. Italy's Immuni COVID-19 contact tracing app uses Google and Apple Tech. Four regions will pilot the exposure notification app starting next week. So They're going to be piloting this. Oh, Immuni is Italian for immune on June 8th. And they're doing four regions to start out with. And this is one of the first apps to take advantage of Apple's and Google's contact tracing API and follows one Switzerland started piloting last week. Of course, the pandemic has hit Italy harder than most countries as it claimed at least 33,000 lives there. And of course, we're well over 100,000, sadly, here in the United States. You notice how COVID-19 news has just completely fell off the wagon. Here in Michigan, we got an announcement today that restaurants are going to be able to open on June 8th. Gyms can open on June 8th, but they can only have activities outside. So I'm thinking, how is a gym going to have activities outside? Are they going to take the treadmills outside? Or what are they going to do? So really, the gyms are not going to be really open. And they're saying maybe as late as July 4th, the open gyms here in Michigan. But there's been a few things that have happened. I guess she kind of understood a lot of people were going to Indiana and maybe decided it was time. I don't know. So Samsung's rotating mobile-friendly TV goes on sale for $19.99. And I guess this was something that was demonstrated at CES. Of course, I missed it. It's called the Cero, S-E-R-O TV. And it'll do landscape or vertical. Landscape or portrait, I guess. That's a better way to say it. And depends on what kind of content you're watching. I guess you go into portrait orientation when you want to watch YouTube videos that have been done on a mobile phone. I don't know. It just seems odd that you would flip it like that, but maybe for demo purposes or something like that. But if you want a TV that will twist, it's going to be available. Only $2,000. Apple's doubling the price for entry-level MacBook Pro RAM upgrade. The company will honor those who paid for the upgrade before the price increase, but it's going from 100 to 200 if you want to go from 8 to 16 gigs of RAM. And this aligns with all the rest of their MacBook products. So they're trying to keep consistency across the stack. Samsung Access launches the United States with extended warranties. So I'm not really familiar with Samsung Access. So what does it include? So your choice of the latest Samsung Galaxy S20, S20 Plus, S20 Ultra 5G device in the available color. Premium care, 1 terabyte of on-cloud storage, Microsoft 365, up to 5 devices, including PC and Macs. Monthly payments, upgrade every 9 months or upgrade early for $100. Cancel after 3 months or cancel early for $100. So I guess this is some sort of subscription model to get a new phone more often. So anyway, link will be in the show notes if you're a Samsung fan. T-Mobile is offering 5G in all 50 states through a roaming deal. It's not true nationwide coverage, but it is closer. So they've partnered up with, who is it? GCI. Huh. So it's far from complete coverage, but it should be helpful if you want a national provider with speed or data, regardless of which state you visit. The Alaskan 5G coverage could eventually expand to Fairbanks, Juneau, and other fiber-served communities, T-Mobile said. And I found out that the fiber that was being put in on a road that I travel was not for home. It was being tied to a 5G tower, which I found pretty incredible that they're actually running fiber for that and not thinking about hooking up homes. But it just goes to show you where they know the most money's at. So anyway, details on that is available in the show notes, of course. Google Advanced Hacking Protection comes to Nest devices. And we've known that the Nest thermostat specifically has been susceptible to hacking, and there's been issues with that over the year. But this Google's Advanced Protection Program hasn't been very accommodating smart homes so far. You've had to forego Nest devices if you wanted these additional safeguards. It's not going to be a problem now, though the internet giants enabled advanced protection for Google accounts on Nested devices, making it possible to use a thermostat or doorbell without giving up the protections you might need if you feel you're at high risk of hacks and phishing. Well, anyone with any type of device at home is at risk for hacks and phishing. Hey, Daryl, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for joining the show. Sony has postponed the PS5 event to allow more important voices to be heard. I think I started a train of thought earlier and I didn't finish. I got distracted by a text that came in. We launched our PowerPress version 8.3 today with a brand new UI UX update. Pretty exciting stuff. We've been working on it for a long time. And we scheduled the launch and everything prior to all the madness that's happening in America. But some folks are stopping their events and delaying them for a few days. Have you ever, many of you have had scanners in the past. Maybe you don't have one now, but you can scan your documents with your phones. You take a photo. There's also kinds of cool applications out there to use with that. So I'll have the link up in show notes on that. If you want to scan a document with your phone, it is pretty handy. Most of these things work pretty good. Apple has released iOS 13.5.1 to fix a flaw behind a well-known jailbreak. So pretty rare here for a same day or, you know, basically they launched 13.5 and immediately there was a jailbreak for it. And so this exploit that shared last week works with every iPhone that runs iOS 11 or newer. And the jailbreak's lead developer, Pond20, told Wired that the jailbreak adds exceptions to existing security rules. And again, this is not good news for Apple to have a zero-day vulnerability on a new release. And they've had some recent issues with a mail app and iOS 14 leak. And so maybe things with people working at home is getting a little, causing a little security issues. Honda is donating 130,000 face masks or face shields to medical staff around the United States. The shields are being made by Honda of Canada as well as Honda plant in Marysville, Ohio. So they've got a little YouTube video on that. Good on Honda to do that. Also, if you want to know what's new on Netflix, if you've gone through everything already, they've got some new offerings starting today. That link is in the show notes for you to review. And also, if you want to know how your Apple Wear OS and Fitbit smartwatch can help track your coronavirus symptoms, there's a good article on that as well. So it looks at your heartbeat. It looks at just history on like what happens when someone has the flu and kind of mimics and looks at that data. And it can kind of tell you whether or not you're trending towards something. So it also looks at oxygen levels from some of those devices. But there's a real good article on it here on Macworld that talks about this. Again, you're just using your standard device to basically kind of see if you've got something going on and it kind of contracts it. So link will be up and definitely check those items out. All right, last couple of things. Publishers sue Internet Archive over free ebooks. Penguin Random House, HarperCollins, Hachette, and Wiley accuse the nonprofit of privacy for making over 1 million books free online. And basically, the Internet Archive's founder defended his organization and said it was functioning as a library when access to other libraries had been curtailed. So I can't see the full article on the New York Times because I don't have a subscription. But I guess they've been allowing people to check out digital books, and that has not went over well. Google is being accused of helping place ads on sites amplifying COVID-19 conspiracies. One ad for telecom company OTIR appeared on an article linking virus to 5G networks. You know, Google really, their algorithms cannot track everything. And they've been pretty aggressive to scrub this stuff from YouTube and its news services, but ads continue to pop up on these websites. And a lot of those are automated. So unless a site is flagged, they may fly under the radar. I think about my blog and a variety of posts that I write, and I don't think we've got anything on the website that is of controversy. But if there was an article of controversy, it may scroll off the page, but yet an ad may still be on it or may be served with a specific page. So it is kind of interesting here, the information they come up with. But I think this is pretty hard for them to completely stay on top of things. All right. Well, today is a short show. I told you we were a little tight on content. And got my live stream device to work again. It somehow become unlinked with my account. I had to relink it. So those of you on live stream were able to watch tonight. Spent some time at the beginning of the show answering listener email, and I'd love to hear your guys' ongoing conversations. This is what gets me giddy. When you guys send emails and your commentary, it's what I love. I love when you guys challenge me and let me make me defend or let me explain. So I always read all the emails. If you ask me to allow, if you don't tell me not to read it, sometimes people say don't read this on the show, and I enter that too. So anyway, thanks for everyone for doing that. But I'm going to wrap this up, not make you guys hang out much longer. And I hope everyone has a great week. Be safe. If you're in an area where some of this insanity's going on, please, you know, be careful. I talked with a friend of mine that was in Washington, D.C., just a couple blocks from where the riots were happening last night. And she was scared to death. And her and her husband and kids were hunkered down. And I just cannot imagine being that scared that someone's going to throw a, you know, set my house or something on fire. It's really, you know, it's really insane. And not with a lot of police backup, you're kind of on your own. So those of you that have self-protection, I'm sure that you are. And those that aren't, just be careful. When these mobs get crazy, you never know what can happen. And it's just the smallest little thing can bring devastation upon you. So just be careful out there. And of course, everyone take care. We thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening and staying subscribed. That's the most important thing. And ongoing support of the sponsor as well is appreciated. If you want to become an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. It's been my pleasure to bring you a show. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.